welcome today's contestants, a retired school psychologist from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Sid Katz, a podcaster and stay-at-home mom from Columbus, Ohio, Sarah Schmidt, and our returning champion, a personal stylist from Austin, Texas, Jessica Babbitt, whose three-day cash winnings total $71,598. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Jessica, Sarah Schmidt, and Sid. Sibilance reigns supreme on Jeopardy today. Welcome, good luck. Let's go to work right now. We waste no time at the beginning of the week. Here are the categories for the three of you, starting off with Clues Across America, each clue delivered by a personality from one of the affiliates that carries Jeopardy. That's what I'm walking about, not talking about. X marks the middle spot. X will come up exactly in the middle of each correct response. That's followed by recent events, the woman of the century, and finally, we'll become radioactive. Jessica.
Recent events for 200.
In 2018, the skies got tougher for emotional support animals like Dexter, this kind of bird rejected by United Airlines. Sarah.
What is a parrot?
No. Jessica.
What is a peacock?
Peacock, that's the bird.
Recent events for 400.
In 2019, a new buttermilk batter helped this chain sell out of its chicken sandwiches in just 2 weeks. Jessica.
What is Popeyes?
Correct again.
Recent events for 600.
Love it or hate it, this NHL mascot seen here was introduced in 2018. Jessica.
Who is Gritty?
Gritty, yeah.
Recent events for 800.
This game involving scavenging was first announced at the 2011 Spike Video Game Awards, but didn't become available until 2017. And it's called Fortnite. Back to you, Jessica.
Recent events for 1,000.
Carlos Ghosn, disgraced head of this car company, made a dramatic house arrest break in Japan and fled to Lebanon. Sarah?
What is Nissan?
Nissan, that's the car company.
Let's do Women of the Century 200, please.
Billie Holiday. Sid?
What is 20th century?
Correct.
Women of the Century 400.
Pocahontas marries and dies. Jessica?
What is the 17th century?
You got it.
Women of the Century for 600.
Answer. Daily double. All right. And you're in the lead.
I'll wager 1,000.
All right. Anne Boleyn.
What is the 16th century?
You got it right. Yes, indeed. Way to go.
Women of the Century for 800.
Joan of Arc. Jessica.
What is the 14th century?
No. Sid.
What is the 13th century?
No. Going in the wrong direction. What is the 15th century, the 1400s? Jessica, back to you.
Women of the Century for 1,000.
Catherine the Great. Sid?
What is the 18th century?
Yes, and that takes you out of the hole.
All right, X marks the middle spot for 200, please.
You ain't just whistling this. Want slang for a $10 bill. Sid?
What's a Dixie?
Yep.
X 400.
The job of one who cleans up rich people's messes, like Ray Donovan. Sarah?
What is a fixer?
Fixer, correct.
X marks 600?
A short proverbial saying, or Mr. Gorky. Sarah?
What is an axiom?
Nope. Sid?
What is maxim?
Maxim, yes.
X 800.
Bending a limb and maybe posing as you do. Sid?
What is flexing?
That's right.
X for 1,000.
A link or the core of a situation. Sid?
What is crux?
No. Jessica or Sarah? The X comes up in the middle of the word nexus. Yeah. Nexus. All right, all three of you, well positioned. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to join the players over there after this.
The race for a coronavirus cure.
Wednesday on Fox 45 News at 10.
Bars, restaurants, and gyms shutting their doors.
The state mandated closures and how they plan to enforce it. Plus, why the coronavirus crisis as we know it may last a lot longer than expected.
Taking action. the new policy to keep track of juvenile offenders enrolled in Baltimore County schools.
Tonight at 10.
Sid Katz is a retired school psychologist from New Jersey and also the senior author of a very special book. Tell us.
It was one of the worst-selling books in the history of major educational publishing.
What was the subject of this non-seller?
Publishing and education. The irony.
I get it. You don't have to explain anymore. All right. Sarah Schmidt is a podcaster and a stay-at-home mom from Columbus, Ohio, who invited 600 people to her wedding. Must have made your parents really happy. How many people showed up?
Like 430.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Was it a great wedding?
It was awesome.
Okay,
was
I'm sure it was. Yeah. With that many people, it should have been. All right. Now we have our champion, Jessica Babbitt from Austin, Texas, a personal stylist who went to a performing arts high school and sang with Canada's largest choir?
Yes, over 300 students.
Where?
In Mississauga, Ontario.
Did she invite you to their wedding?
She didn't, but I won't let her forget that.
Okay, all right. That's the way it goes on Jeopardy. Sid, you're in command of the board.
Radioactive for 200, please.
This singer seen here got a lot of radio play in 2019 with Never Really Over. Jessica.
Who is Katy Perry?
She's the one.
Radioactive for 400.
This apathetic Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber title precedes When I'm With My Baby. Yeah. Sarah?
What is I Don't Care?
You got it.
Radioactive 600?
This 8-minute Led Zeppelin song from 1971 is a mainstay of classic rock radio. Jessica.
What is Stairway to Heaven?
You got it.
Radioactive for 800.
In the 60s, the first two top 40 hits for this group had the word surfing in the title. Number four, Surfer. Sarah.
What are the Beach Boys?
Beach Boys, yes indeed.
1000 Radio?
Mishearing Life in the Fast Lane as Flies in the Vaseline led to a line of a hit in 1994 for these aviators. And that would be the Stone Temple Pilots. We come back to you, Sarah.
That's what I'm talking about. 200, please.
V is for these two British Columbia cities that host annual world partnership walks to fight global poverty. Jessica.
What are Vancouver and Victoria?
Got them both.
That's what I'm walking about. 400.
The March for Babies is sponsored by this organization, founded in 1938 to stamp out polio. Jessica?
What is the March of Dimes?
Yes.
That's what I'm walking about, 600.
The NDSS, the National This Syndrome Society, has held its buddy walks since 1995. Sarah?
What is Down syndrome?
Correct.
800, please.
In 1985, APLA, this Project Los Angeles, held the first walk for it, raising nearly seven times the goal amount. Jessica.
What is the AIDS Project?
That's it.
That's what I'm walking about, 1,000.
The American Heart Association's Heart Walk raises money to save lives from this country's number one and number five killers, heart disease and this. Sid.
What is stroke?
Good.
Clues Across America, 200.
All right, let's start traveling.
Hi, I'm Eric Perkins from Care 11. In the first sporting event at Minneapolis's U.S. Bank Stadium, Chelsea played AC Milan in this sport.
Sid.
What is soccer?
Yes.
400.
Hi, I'm Alicia Vitarelli from 6ABC. After the stock market crash of 1929, Dreyer's created a flavor of chocolate ice cream with nuts and marshmallow and gave it this name.
Sarah.
What is Rocky Road?
Yes, indeed.
600, please.
All right.
I'm Lee Goldberg from New York's ABC 7. Plymouth Church in Brooklyn was once a stop along the Underground Railroad. Often the next leg was on a northbound ship up this river to Albany and then on to Canada.
Sid?
What is the Hudson?
Yes.
800.
Hi, I'm Deborah Knapp with Ken's 5. The Whitney Museum has an extra small horse-drawn carriage given by P.T. Barnum to this man when he was 26 inches tall. He got the larger one after he'd grown to 40 inches.
Sid?
Who is Tom Thumb?
You are right. Now the last clue.
I'm Jerry Anderson from WTOL 11. Since 1987, the Toledo Mud Hens have been a farm team of this American League team located about 60 miles to the northeast of Toledo.
Sarah?
Who are the Tigers?
The Detroit Tigers. That is absolutely right. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a moment. This is the way we like to start all games. A very close match. $400 separating third place from the lead. Sid, here are the categories for your selection in Double Jeopardy. North Korean geography, followed by a novel passage. Rods and cones. Shakespeare means something else. Architecture history. And finally, oh, we're back to that category, are we? Radioactive. Where would you like to start?
Let's start architecture history 400.
Around 1793, amateur architect William Thornton won the design competition for this domed DC edifice. Jessica.
What is the Capitol building?
Yeah.
Architecture for 800.
In the 1880s, Richard Hunt designed the pedestal for this 305-foot-tall monument in New York City. Sid.
What is the Statue of Liberty?
You got it.
Architecture 1200.
One of Frederick John Keesler's last works was the Shrine of the Book, completed in 1965 in this country. Sid.
What is Israel?
Right.
1600 architecture.
You have just found the first of the Daily Doubles, and you are in the lead now.
$2,000.
Two it is. Here is the clue. Bernini meant for his design of the colonnades in front of this basilica to represent the encircling arms of the church.
What is St. Peter's?
That's right. And that takes you up to 7,600.
And let's finish architecture for 2,000.
Not black eyeliner, but stained glass windows and pointed arches exemplify this architectural style, begun around the year 1130. Jessica.
What is Gothic?
Yes.
Shakespeare for 400.
Claudius uses these to mean rumor mongers, not a ring-in or times-up device you press on a game show. Jessica.
What is the buzzer?
A buzzer, yeah.
Shakespeare for 800.
In home renovation, it means hired by the general contractor. In King Lear, it means promised in marriage. If you're promised in marriage, you have been subcontracted. Jessica?
Shakespeare for 1200.
In Antony and Cleopatra, this word doesn't mean an available motel room. It means one's leisure time. Jessica?
What is vacancy?
Vacancy, yes.
Shakespeare for 1600.
In Cymbeline, it means something like free use. Nowadays, it refers to a sports team or the right to open a fast food outlet. Sid.
What is franchise?
Correct.
Shakespeare, 2000.
In modern life, this eight-letter word means not having a romantic partner for the evening. In Richard II, it means without end. You don't have a partner, and it goes on and on without end. Dateless. Dateless. Been there. Sid.
All right. North Korean geography for 400.
The ancient capital of the legendary Tangun dynasty that founded the Korean state. Today, it's a city of over 3 million. Sid.
What is Pyongyang?
You got it right.
North Korean geography, 800.
Gangwon province faces the East Sea, better known to us by this national name. Sid.
What is the Sea of Japan?
Right again.
Korean, 1200.
Your map showing Mount Mantap may be out of date. In 2018, this man-made event shifted or perhaps even collapsed it.
Sid. What is a nuclear test?
Correct.
North Korean, 1600.
North Korea borders South Korea, China, and this country, whose leader met Kim Jong-un for the first time at a 2019 summit. Jessica?
What is Russia?
Yes.
North Korean geography for 2000.
North Korea's longest river is this 500-mile one that served as a strategic goal for UN forces during the war in the 1950s. Sid?
What is the Yalu?
Yeah.
Rods and cones, 400.
Maggie may know that in 2016, this rocker was knighted for his services to music and charity. Sarah?
Who is Rod Stewart?
Yes.
A novel passage, 400.
And now, gentlemen, it's one for all and all for one. That's our motto. And I think we should stick to it. Sarah?
What is The Three Musketeers?
Yes.
800 a novel?
The report spread of a wonderful Yahoo that could speak like a Houyhnhnm. Sarah.
What is Gulliver's Travels?
Yes.
A novel, 1200?
On a mental ward. Miss Ratchet's ward. The repercussions will be devastating. Jessica.
What is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Correct.
A novel passage for 1600.
Now, Mr. Earnshaw did not understand jokes from his children. He had always been strict and grave with them. This time the novel is Wuthering Heights. Jessica.
I'll do a novel passage for 2000.
Mother died today, or maybe yesterday. I can't be sure. That is from The Stranger. Less than a minute to go now, Jessica.
Rods for 800.
Mark Cohen mentions W.C. Handy and the ghost of Elvis in his song, Walking in This City. Sid.
What is Nashville?
Nope. Jessica.
What is Memphis?
That's the city.
Rods and cones for 1200.
Here's this man from Queensland in his prime in the 1960s. Sid.
Who is Rod Laver?
He's the one.
Rod 16.
He told TV viewers that science fiction is the improbable made possible. Fantasy, the impossible made probable. Sid.
Who is Rod Serling?
Yes.
Rods 2000.
This one-time communist hunting lawyer is a malevolent presence in Angels in America. Sid.
Who is Roy Cohen?
He's the one.
Radioactive for 400.
Okay, one isotope of this silvery metallic element, atomic number 40, is radioactive. Jessica.
What is potassium?
Correct.
Radioactive for 800.
For some isotopes, this is just a few milliseconds, but isotope 243 of americium clocks in at 7,370 years. Sid.
What is a half-life?
Yes. And with that, you wind up at 18,400. Very impressive. Time now to take a look at the category for Final Jeopardy. Movie musicals. That's a fun subject. We'll reveal the clue in a moment.
Bars, restaurants, and gyms shutting their doors.
The state mandated closures and how they plan to enforce it.
Taking action. The new policy to keep track of juvenile offenders enrolled in Baltimore County schools.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
The Geico Gecko walks across this New York landmark. Forget about it. What is the Brooklyn Bridge? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Coming close to home for our category and final today, movie musicals. Players, here's your clue. Water pressure issues in Culver City, home to MGM, impacted the filming of an iconic scene in this 1952 movie musical. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Sarah, we come to you first. You had 5,400. Did you come up with the correct movie? You picked The Wizard of Oz, and that's wrong. And it'll cost you nothing. You'll remain at 5,400. Let's go to our champion, Jessica Babbitt. 12,000 going into final. Came up with the right response. Singing in the Rain. Yes, indeed. How much did she earn? 12,000. She is now in the lead with 24,000. As we come to Sid Katz, played very, very well. 18,400 going in. It'll go up if he risked anything. He came up with the correct response. 74,74. That makes him the new champion. 25,874. And he plays again tomorrow. So be sure to tune us in then. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Build your dog's fresh food plan at thefarmersdog.com.
This isn't dry food or wet food. It's not burnt brown pellets. It's real meat and veggies, developed with vets and delivered fresh to you. Visit tryfarmersdog.com and get 50% off your first box of food.
Mesothelioma, it's all we do. With 9 offices across the country, let us come meet with you. Call us at 1-800-289-7000.